It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap. A golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4-inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. UAMS Ortho now open at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. If you have an orthopedic injury, walk in and see the professionals. Ortho Now is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, and Saturday, 8 to noon, located at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Coming up in this edition of From the Shortgrass, I talk to both inductees of the 2026 Arkansas State Golf Association Hall of Fame. Chris Mays and George Makris will be inducted in November. Both have been a guest on an episode of From the Shortgrass, but I sit down to get their thoughts about what it means to them to be going in to the Arkansas State Golf Association Hall of Fame. That's coming up after the break. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Justin Akery. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. The Arkansas State Golf Association has inducted a class every year since 1994, with the exception of 2015, the year of the ASGA Centennial Banquet, and in 2020 due to COVID. Names that include Byron Nelson, Stan Lee, Lewis Lee, Chris Jenkins, Don Darter, Jack Stevens, Warren Stevens, Dan Snyder, Pat Summerall, John Daly, George McEwen, Joe Ford, Stacy Lewis, Lisa Cornwell, Jack O'Keefe, Ken Duke, Glenn Day, Wes McNulty, Barry Howard, and now the class of 2026, Chris Mays and George Makris. I had a chance to talk with both Chris Mays and George Makris about their induction into the Hall of Fame in November. On the tee, Chris Mays.
Chris Mays, class of 2026, the Arkansas State Golf Association Hall of Fame. How does that sound?
Man, so I don't really know. It's overwhelming, surprising, and very proud of it. I certainly didn't get into this business to even think about the Hall of Fame, but here it is, and I'm overwhelmed.
Going into a Hall of Fame that has members like a Dan Snyder, a Barry Howard, a Daryl Shelton, and now Chris Mays is going to be in there, adding your name to those has to feel good.
It does. I mean, I just really hadn't had a chance to reflect on it. I don't get caught up thinking of are you doing this at certain levels. I just try to do it the best I can, and for the membership here at Pleasant Valley, and I've had a really good long run here and very grateful.
Growing up in the state of Arkansas, being from Arkansas, going off to college and creating this path for your life of golf and being around golf, is this kind of the icing or the cherry on top of the cake, if you will, being able to say, I'm a Hall of Famer now?
I don't know that. The Hall of Famer is really good, but the icing on the cake for me was to be able to come back home, work at a club at like Pleasant Valley. I mean, I grew up in Southwest Little Rock, and Pleasant Valley wasn't a place that I got the opportunity to play very much. And, you know, to be at a club like this, and especially with things now with the new clubhouse and certainly a bigger membership and Simmons Bank Championship, obviously, and just a lot of the things that we do is very, very rewarding just in the job itself. And again, this membership has been so great to me over the last 25, now going on 26 years, that, you know, I'm happy.
How did you find out you were going in, and what was your initial reaction?
Dan Snyder walked into my office and walked in angrily and shut all my doors and said he's got to talk to me and told me that, you know, I'm in the Hall of Fame, and you know, I really didn't know what to say. I mean, you hear that for the first time and you just kind of, okay, yeah, okay, I'm grateful, this is good, and you start thinking about and you start reflecting and, you know, and then I am terrible, absolutely terrible with accolades, right? My job is going to find problems and solving problems and how are we going to handle this and do this. So when it comes to accolades, I'm not the best at handling them, so I probably didn't handle that one very well either.
I don't know that I would handle a meeting with Mr. Snyder very well if he comes in and shuts the door and looks angry at me.
Well, we've had a very good relationship. He is one of my dear friends, and I owe him a lot. And you know, he means more to me just a mentor to me. He's just a really good person and a really good friend, and I'm so thankful for his friendship.
Who was the first person you called after you found out you were going in to the Hall of Fame from Dan Snyder?
Oh, I called my wife. You know, she's been in this with me. She's been the one in behind the scenes. I mean, most members probably don't even know who she is or what she looks like. She has been the rock that has held our family together. She has been there and picked up the pieces when, you know, I've had to work late or we've had to do stuff. You know, she's been the mother of our three children, and you know, sometimes she's had to play the father role when your husband's working weekends and holidays. And so, you know, she deserves this, you know, just every bit as much as I have. And it's a partnership because she's been here, you know, with me every step of the journey in my golf career.
When you look at the names that are in the Hall of Fame, and this year it's only a class of two. It's you and George Makris. And I think when you look at the classes each year that go in, there aren't a lot of names that go in there. But this year to only have two and the tie-in that you two have, I think is pretty special as well.
I do. I think that's really neat. You know, Mr. Makris has done so much for golf. I mean, you can't – it's more than just the Simmons Bank Championship for him. I mean, you look that they've done the Corn Ferry Tour and the players they sponsored and the Simmons Bank Cup and the amateur events that they've done and sponsoring the ASGA and, you know, the amount of lives that he has touched in a positive way speaks volume. So, you know, to be able to go in to the Hall of Fame with somebody like Mr. Makris is also an honor for me.
The big events out here, Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens, gets the national attention. But the four ball and the high school overall, I think, are the two key components of Pleasant Valley Country Club and events that you help put on and run. Why are those so special?
They're both unique. First of all, the four ball is just a three-day yard party, for all intents. It's 176 teams, you know, double shotguns. I tell the staff is that, you know, we have to be absolutely perfect in four ball just for it to be average, because, you know, you're playing golf from 7:30 in the morning till 9:30 at night till dark. By the time you do two shotguns and a shootout, and you do it both days, and then you add a party, and then you add this. And so, you know, you really have to be flawless in the operation just so you can handle the challenges from Mother Nature. And it's such a great event. It's actually harder to run a four ball from my perspective than it is to do the SBC. Now, granted, you know, a lot of that comes is behind the scenes. We're in the managing process of that. We're doing all that. We're handling what goes on, who's doing what, and how it is. You know, in the Simmons Bank Championship, you have Simmons Bank and ProLink Sports that are handling, you know, a lot of the things, hospitality areas outside the ropes. So we're just handling the players that are here and the locker rooms and whatnot. We have food and beverage stuff that we do. The high school overall is something that's really, really dear to me. You know, I don't know of any other state that gets to have the champions from each of their classifications go ahead and all meet at one time and to play for an overall title. A lot of these kids have never had the opportunity to play at a place like Pleasant Valley, just like I did when I was growing up. I mean, I remember a kid coming in and certainly saying thank you, and his dad walks me and goes, this is the first course he's played with bunkers. And so, you know, stuff like that goes a long way. And so you're touching lives in the state of Arkansas and kids that be able to come here. And now there's some really, really good players. So, I mean, you have the competition side and then you just have the exposure side. There's nothing better. And to add the girls like we did in 2010, bringing the girls here as well and just make it one thing, it's really important. And you know, very thankful that Simmons Bank had allowed us to continue to do this on Advance Week, the time of year in front of all the tournament, and the PGA Tour is allowed us to do that, continue to do it, and they come in and help mark the golf course and whatnot. So everybody is bought into something that's very important, and so it's very rewarding to see.
And I think in my talks with the winners, the champions of the high school overall, they can't say enough about, A, the condition of the course, because they know that it's going to be in the top shape because they're about to play a PGA Tour Champions event, but also getting to play with the stands up. In the ropes and the grandstands and everything. And that's something that every high school overall championship or even a high school tournament doesn't have that.
Yeah, that is a very, very nice opportunity for them, and certainly just kind of fell into place just from the timing of when the high school overall was and the timing of when the Simmons Bank Championship is. I mean, you know, people don't think it's a lot to do that tournament during Advance Week because there are so many things going on, semi-trucks coming on property, people going left and right and trying to get things ready for the golf course and hospitality areas and merchandise areas, you know, last-minute things. So there's a lot of things that are going on where we park people different just for that, you know, day, just to make sure that those kids have the opportunity, because some of them, even the better players, will never get this opportunity again. I mean, how many players that go off to, even if they get a scholarship to go to college and they're really good players, how many of them are going to get to play in front of grandstands? They're not. And so there's just, it's kind of like if you're a basketball player, what's your chances of playing in NBA, right? Golfer, what's your chances of getting on tour and playing in this type of atmosphere? It's very slim.
It's very special, too. Another person that I think is very, very proud of you with this honor of going into the Hall of Fame is your dad. What was the conversation like with him when you told him and he found out?
You know, I told him on Christmas Day, actually, before the announcement, and he was in New York, so he was a little busy doing stuff, and I think he was a little tired. You always want your parents to be proud of you, and that's kind of as a kid, I don't know why it sticks with me. I wanted my mom and dad just to be proud of the type of person I've become, or, you know, the type of job I do. And so I think that they are both very proud of me, not only for the Hall of Fame, but just for, you know, doing what I've been able to do and mostly to raise a family in the same town, to, you know, to work on a marriage and stay married and be a good father or try to be a good father. You know, we all make mistakes, but I hope they're proud of me for that, you know, more so than the accomplishment. While this is a big accomplishment and I'm so, so thankful for it, you know, I know he's proud of me and I know my mom's proud of me. So that just kind of makes me choke up a little bit, but I love my parents very much.
Do you have, obviously you don't have a speech ready yet, but what do you think will be in your speech when you're inducted?
Oh, I don't know. My wife will want to read it, number one. But I won't have to. It is, she deserves credit that she has never gotten. And so that's one thing that I will say. I will probably talk about how much I love my kids and talk about, you know, we always have this something is that no matter what, I'll always love them. And it doesn't mean that I have to agree with everything that they do. It doesn't mean that I have to say their decisions are always correct, but I will always love them no matter what. And so those are the big things. And then the other thing is that I got to thank the membership of Pleasant Valley. I mean, you know, golly, you took a chance on a 28-year-old golf professional back in 2001 and who thought he was ready to run the world and didn't know anything, right? And you stuck with me and you know, we kind of built something. And so, you know, to do that and to take that chance at this type of club on a kid that was such a young age and green and be able to let me grow into the position. I mean, you know, that I'm so thankful for that. So those are the three things.
Chris, I think it's going to be a great night. You and George Makris going into the 2026 ASGA Golf Hall of Fame class. Congratulations.
Trey, thank you very much. Again, it is an overwhelming honor, and I'm very appreciative.
Joining Chris Mays, the head golf professional at Pleasant Valley Country Club, is the man that brought professional golf back to Arkansas. George Makris, in his time as chairman and CEO of Simmons Bank, helped bring professional golf back to Arkansas. And it's not just that as why he is going into the Hall of Fame. It's all he has done to help grow the game of golf as well. On the tee, George Makris.
George, congratulations. A member of the 2026 Arkansas State Golf Association Hall of Fame class. You and Chris Mays going in. What was your reaction when you got the phone call about going into the Hall of Fame?
Well, I was pretty shocked. Usually the guys that go into a golf Hall of Fame can actually play golf. So mine is certainly unconventional. To say the least, I was extremely honored. I think we've been very successful in the promotion of golf. And, you know, maybe this will energize other folks to help in that regard.
When you grew up playing the game of golf, did you ever think that it would take you to where it has now with now you're retired, but you brought a professional golf event to Arkansas? Simmons Bank did so much to help grow the game of golf, not only in Arkansas, but in its territory that it has branches. And you've been a big part of that.
Well, when I started playing, George McEwen was my teacher at Pine Bluff Country Club, and he had to have a lot of patience to deal with me back then. You know, golf is such a great game. I didn't appreciate it when I was a junior player because I played every sport that was in season, and golf took too long at that time. I could go play baseball or basketball or football or whatever was in season. But when all that got behind me, golf became much more important in my life. And, you know, I'm 70 years old, and I can still play golf. I have a hard time keeping up with my 12-year-old grandson on the basketball court. So this is a game of a lifetime, truly.
And it's a game where, like you're saying, trying to keep up with your grandson on the basketball court, you might rupture an Achilles or tear an ACL. Kind of difficult to do that on the golf course.
That's exactly right. In fact, I have torn my Achilles playing tennis with my sons. about 6 years ago. So, you know, old age creeps in. It really restricts some of the things that you've enjoyed doing in the past, but not golf.
When you got the call, George, were you floored? Were you taken aback? Or what was fresh on your mind when you found out you were going to be in this class?
Well, Jack O'Keefe did a great job of disguising a lunch where he and a couple of other friends were there, and they told me about that. I was really shocked, and quite honestly, my reaction at the time was it probably needs to be a corporate recognition of Simmons Bank and others that I've had the opportunity to represent, because they're the ones that have really been behind what we've been able to accomplish.
You look at what you guys have been able to accomplish, and I'm sure when the night of the induction comes, your speech will include those people. Who are some of those that have helped grow Simmons Bank and the sponsorships that it has with its golfing partners to where it is today?
Well, obviously our marketing group headed by Elizabeth Matchin has complete buy-in to our sponsorship activities. And, you know, quite honestly, it served us really well as we were growing. Our golf sponsorships gave us immediate name recognition in some new markets. And that's very, very important. And, you know, I would say that our board was very supportive of that. There are several golfers on that board who understand the relationship building that can happen through the game of golf. And, you know, in the banking business, relationships are pretty important. So I would just say it was total buy-in by the whole organization that we're going to give it a try. And we like to do things the right way. You know, some of our ambassadors like Will Zalatoris, Brant Snedeker, just princes of guys and great ambassadors for our brand, and hopefully we are for them too. So it's been a real team effort.
Getting to play golf with a Will Zalatoris, a Brant Snedeker, Braden Thornberry, what's that like?
Well, the golf itself is day and night. One of the great things about the game of golf is that you don't have to be on par with the person you're playing with to enjoy the round of golf. You just need to like the people you're playing with. And those guys are just great. So every time I've had the opportunity to play with Will or Brant or Braden or Kevin Doherty or Ken or Glenn, it has just been an absolute pleasure. Those guys are just great.
The response of bringing a tournament to Central Arkansas and the state of Arkansas, a PGA Tour Champions event, the second leg of the Charles Schwab Cup playoffs. It's the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. Bringing it here and seeing the success that it has had, obviously you rest easy at night with the success that it has had, but personally, how does that make you feel that the tournament has had so much success here?
Well, it's what we hoped would happen. I was watching Landman last night and reminded of the term wildcatting. Well, that's what we did with this. You know, we think it's going to work, but we're going to take a chance because we've got no statistics that actually back that up. But Central Arkansas did exactly what we thought it would do, and that is embrace pro sports. And the guys that play in this tournament are very, very social. So their ability to interact with the crowd, we have 2 days of pro-ams, it just builds a great atmosphere for Central Arkansas.
And this year, you said you're 70 years old. There's a guy that has won a lot of tournaments on the PGA Tour that just turned 50 last week. I know there's a big hope that he competes on the PGA Tour Champions and might make it to Pleasant Valley Country Club.
Well, obviously, that would be great. I know Tiger has some health issues he's working through. We wish him all the best. We do hope that he intends to play on the senior tour and qualifies to come here. We'd love to have him as our guest.
When you look back on the night of your induction, what do you think will be going through your mind?
You know, just how special that is. And, you know, most of the guys never think they belong, and I certainly will fit in that category. I think what's going to be more important is remembering that honor and trying to do even more for the game of golf now that I have a little time on my hands.
I was going to say, you're retired now. Obviously, you're going to play a lot more, but what else are you going to do around the game of golf?
Well, I'm going to treat myself to a 70th birthday present, and I think I'm going to go out to Pebble Beach and play in the Pure Championship. Again, I had the opportunity to do that with my youngest son, John. We just had a blast. My son, Nick, turns 40 this year, so he and I think are going to team up and go out there. So just fun trips like that the whole family will enjoy are another benefit to the game of golf. You get to go to some pretty nice places.
I was going to say, Pebble Beach, it's hard to top that one when you talk about golf in the United States.
That's right. You know, I was fortunate. I played baseball with a fellow that was a director of golf at Pebble Beach for years and years, R.J. Harper, and when he was out there, I got to go quite a bit. So I'm a lucky fella when it comes to access to Pebble Beach.
Well, you can take your staff bag that you got last year during the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. You also have your PGA Tour member card that you can flash as well. I'm sure they're going to wait on you hand and foot out there.
That's not going to happen. And nobody wants to carry that big old bag, I can promise you that.
Do you have a place for it? Are your clubs in it? Are you going to use it?
You know, I tell everybody, it's a big joke, that don't ever buy a putter before you come to my house to try it out. So I've got every putter that's ever been made just about, and I think I have six of them sitting in that bag in my bedroom. So it's just whichever one I pick out, take to the golf course. None of them work any better than the other.
George, I think of John Daly. I think of Ken Duke. I think of Glenn Day. I think of Wes McNulty. I think of Chris Jenkins. I think of Jay Fox. I think of all of these names, Wynn Norwood, Dan Snyder, Warren Stevens, that are in the ASGA Hall of Fame. And now your name is in there. And honestly, I can't think of a better person that needs to go in this class than you, because what you have done to help grow the game of golf in the state of Arkansas.
Well, thank you. That's a very impressive group. And, you know, folks like Wes and Brent Winston grew up playing golf in Pine Bluff with George McEwen, and Gordy and Michael are friends of mine. And, you know, the McEwen family's been very special to me and to our family. So it's quite an honor.
After Jack O'Keefe got some guys together and you had lunch, I mean, were you able to eat the meal? When did they tell you, and how did that all go down?
Well, Jack disguised the luncheon as, well, I want to get with you before you retire. So we went out. I thought it was just going to be he and I, and all of a sudden Wes McNulty was there and Neil Day was there and Jim Buckner, a good friend of mine who's on the ASGA board. Marty wasn't able to be there, but he called me immediately after, so I knew something was up. But it was great. It was great. Yeah, I was able to eat.
Well, that's good. Congratulations again. I'm excited for you, and hopefully I will be able to be there to see you go into the 2026 ASGA Golf Hall of Fame.
Well, thanks, Trey. I really appreciate it.
This is Justin Akre. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
That's all the time for this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I hope you enjoyed the chats with the two Arkansas State Golf Association Hall of Famers, Chris Mays and George Makris. Congratulations, gentlemen, on earning your spot in the ASGA Hall of Fame. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.